This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have to worry about this virus here on the show because I don't think we have 250 people in one place.
Nope, just you and me and Chris.
Just you and me and Chris, baby.
50 miles away.
Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
What do you say there, Chris?
Well, wait a minute now. Does this? Are you including all the mounts that you have?
No, they're long past help. They've all been deceased for quite a while.
Yeah, but it's less than 250.
Yes, well, some days I begin to wonder. There's still a couple antelope in my shed that haven't come out yet.
Yeah, the antelope haven't come out yet. Yeah, there's less than 250. There's like 30 waterfowl and a couple of deer and a couple of bears, and so we're okay.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Some really weird looking boar thing.
Oh, that wild boar that's an interesting story. The wild boar is from, if anybody remembers, I'm trying to think of Joe's last name. Oh, you just hit me with that, didn't you?
Stop thinking about
Joe Thompson. Joe Thompson had an archery business, retail and wholesale. He operated out of his basement in Owings Mills. And the man knew more about, you know, man forgot more about archery than I ever will know. But, and he was very blunt, very direct with his customers. And he had a company called Tarco. And I'm guessing if you look in some old shops, you'll see those cards with his, you know, his little accessories that he would bag up in his basement and go and sell, you know, wholesale to the shops. And, anyway, the story about the boar. Joe was very instrumental, by the way. I'm back up. Joe was very instrumental in having the first bow hunting season in Maryland, and actually had the number one bow hunting license that is usually the number one of anything is usually reserved for the governor. Joe got the first one, I think it was 1951. In 1951 and 1952 for an archery season. And he had some stories about archery back in the 50s. I will not share, but the story about the wild boar is the wild boar was on his wall, and the story is that he and Howard Galilean, who lived in Maryland, and I've met before, was the Galilean was the archery editor, the bow hunting editor for, I believe, Outdoor Life, and they knew each other. Galilean called him up and said, "Joe, let's go boar hunting. I need to write an article." So this is back in early mid-60s, he and Joe went up to a boar hunting preserve in Pennsylvania, and Joe said, "We're standing there, and the boar comes by, and I shot it, and you should have seen the glowing story that, you know, Galilean wrote about the whole experience." And I said, "That is a cool story. You know, leave me your boar head in your will." "I will." Well, that's how I wound up with the boar head.
I didn't know it was in the will.
Well, I don't know that it was in the will, but he had told his wife that I wanted it.
So,
So she called me after he passed. And smart guy, Joe Thompson.
That sounds really cool. And yeah. He was into bow hunting, archery.
He was beyond any, way before anybody in Maryland.
Well, I'm making a segue here.
Why?
Because there's some official business we need to take care of. And since we're talking about bow hunting and archery.
Take care of it.
Oh, I hate when you do that to me.
Why? You brought it up. You jumped ahead of what I was going to do, so go ahead.
There is now going to be dead air.
Perhaps.
No, we were really looking forward to going to the Boat Hunter Society dinner today, the benefit and dinner and being there. And unfortunately, with what's going on in the world right now and in an abundance of caution, which we agree with, It's been postponed.
Correct.
Along with several other things.
Maryland Bowhunter Society plans all year for their benefit. They do one a year, and it was at Michael's 8th Avenue in Glen Burnie. And when the governor's action came down the other day, the venues were forced to contact the people that, you know, were having events and saying, we're not allowed to operate. We're not allowed to host, you know, events larger than 250 people. Usually there's 300 to 350 people there in the room.
It's a wonderful event.
It's a great event. And we were set up the last 2 years to measure animals for bucks, bears, stags for the record book. And we had a cadre of animals coming to share.
This is going to be our biggest year.
Yeah, it was. We had Ed Winchester coming. His buck was like 196, non-typical deer from Kent County. We had Jamie Houchins bringing his deer, mounted deer, you know, just for display, 187 from Prince George's County, non-typical bow kill. Kevin Miller's buck had never made an appearance publicly before, or maybe 1 year ago. And Bobby Newton had procured Kevin's 194 and 4/8 typical, largest whitetail deer killed in not only in Maryland, but the largest typical whitetail deer ever killed on the East Coast. That was going to be on display. We were going to measure Ryan Mazeska's big deer, I don't know, 170, 180 class non-typical, you know, in front of everybody. Boyd Stewart with his new pending archery state record Sika deer, beautiful big 6-point, was bringing his head and two more to measure. We had people who were bringing a lot of different things, and we're just disappointed that some of those deer were not going to make it. Some of the, you know, and the event got canceled, not just for, of course, bucks, bears, and stags, but for the Maryland Bowhunter Society as well, because it's, you know, they, like I said, it's their biggest fundraiser. They've been gathering merchandise and, you know, stuff for a year. So.
Well, they're going to try to reschedule us. I'll try to support them, and we're going to try to be there if we can. And
one of their big things that they donate to, the proceeds to Camp Sunrise, which is the Johns Hopkins Children's facility, is they have a cake auction. And some of those cakes were already ready to go for today's event. So if you'd like to get in on the cake auction and help the Maryland Bowhunter Society, you can do so
6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
on their Facebook page, right?
But hurry up and get on, because I'll be there. I think Sonny and I will probably be the biggest ones on there.
Okay. Looks like we're going to have cake. Anyway.
Hey, look, if we got to self-quarantine, you might as well have cake.
I know I have peeps.
You have peeps, and we have yarn.
I like peeps, you know, at Easter time. I love them, and I like the little yellow ones and the pink ones. What the hell is watermelon?
It's sour watermelon.
And what's root beer float?
Oh, I had one this morning. It was really good.
I despise you. I like the yellow ones and the pink ones,
uh-huh.
And occasionally the blue ones. But
you got plain ones. They're just not yellow. They're purple, but they're plain.
Uh-huh. So after she cleans out the peeps shelf at the local grocery store, she comes in and says, I got you plenty of peeps if we have to self-quarantine.
That's not what I said exactly. I said that I got the kids Easter basket candy in case something happens with Easter. Well, just don't let me in Walmart anymore, okay?
And then she didn't get, like, three essential things and had to send me into that maelstrom in the afternoon. Like, I don't want to be here, Robin.
I forgot the big stuff, Chris.
Good grief. Anyway, the Bowhunter Society benefit has been postponed. The Baltimore chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation event for tomorrow, Sunday, in Clarksville has been postponed. I was to MC that, unfortunately. Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation actually said they had no plans to cancel any of their local events. But the chapter president gave it some further thought, and he said, you know, we've got some members there that attend that are very, very faithful, that are probably up in years, that you know, we really don't want to put them at risk. And I thought that was smart on his part. And so they postponed that event for June or July. So that's something that we our weekend's gone. Our weekend's gone. So what?
No, it's not. We got lots to do around here. I finally got you cornered.
Oh, the proverbial honey-do list.
Oh, it's going to be a big one.
You know, I could go shed hunting any day.
No, you're not. No, you brought Chris, be very careful in the woods. Everybody be careful in the woods, because I wouldn't think about it so early, but I found a tick.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, everything's blooming, and, you know, it has been above, like, 65 degrees the past couple of days.
But, Chris, you don't understand.
We have
two dogs.
Uh-huh.
We have people in and out of the house all the time. But because I went shed hunting, I brought a tick home.
Oh, that's right. It was all your fault.
Chris.
Always is.
Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
It was in the bed, which our dogs don't get in the bed, and none of our guests get in our bed. So somebody came home from shed hunting, but we didn't think about checking, really, because you don't think about it this early.
I didn't get in bed with my clothes on.
Then it was on you.
If it was on me, how did it get to you? I suggest.
I'm sweeter than you are.
I suggest that
it's like mosquitoes.
Someone in the family who lives out in the woods, maybe even your grandson, brought it here.
My grandson did not bring a tick.
How do you know?
Because he is pure as driven snow.
Wait till he gets to be about 15, Chris. He'll be just like the rest of us, get blamed for everything.
Exactly. Grandma's in for a rude awakening.
Oh, yeah. No question about that. So.
No, I'm not. He's so cute. No.
Well, right now he's cute, but like
right
a lot of things, when
cute.
They get older, they, you know, not necessarily so.
I was 40 when my grandmother died. She still thought I was cute as anything else, so.
What else got postponed, Rob?
What else got postponed?
The Maryland Sportsman Show?
Yes.
Yes, the Maryland Sportsman Show did get postponed. Did you read about that?
No, I just thought about it, and I looked on the internet, and I saw that, yeah, it has been canceled.
Yeah,
that doesn't surprise me,
because
anything over 250, and also, I mean, the fact that most school systems are going to be closed until the end of the month, and this program was supposed to be from, like, what, the 28th and 29th, I think, it falls right in that calendar.
The good thing is, now maybe we can make it to it, you know, because we had some conflicts with that one.
Well, the conflict was the Pope and Young Convention in Chantilly, Virginia. And we haven't heard about that. We won't know about that till next week. There's apparently a conference of the board. You know, we've been talking about that with Steve Keithley and Augie Gray. You know,
everybody's on making sure that they do the best for what they have to do for the people.
That's right. And, I mean, we had reservations in Garrett County for the 21st, next weekend. We don't know about that event. We won't know about that till next week, but we called the hotel. You know, they have a 7-day cancellation policy, and said, "Hey, look, we know you have a 7-day cancellation policy. We don't know if our event's going on or not, but we're gonna cancel right now." And the lady on the phone was just as gracious and nice and upbeat as possible, but she said, "It's been a chaos around here as of yesterday. All the public activities at WISP in Garrett County have come to an end. The skiing, the snowboarding, the tubing, you know, excuse me, everything they do is done. The only thing that's open is the hotel and the restaurant." So, you know, that all got canceled, and they were dealing with refunds and cancellations and everything else yesterday when I called to cancel our room. But, you know, if the event in Garrett County is going forward, it's the Quality Mountain Chapter Quality Deer Management Association event. If that is going forward, we'll be up there and probably broadcasting from that area next weekend. So, but we won't know, you know, and when you tune in next week, you'll know
where we are.
Where we are. Whether we're being nomads or whether we're being no-go. So,
yeah, I just...
Yeah.
The way things are going...
we don't know, and we can't tell. So, you know, but what's going on is definitely affecting a gazillion folks out there. So, is what it is.
The main thing is, and I know everybody gets frustrated and all that stuff with things being canceled. Right now, the thing is, let's just contain this, get it over with, and then we can move on. You know, that's the main thing.
Yeah, well, and you know, I mean, there's dire predictions out there, and then there's hope out there. You know, will there be a vaccine? Who's going to produce a vaccine? Then you got the Chinese out there pulling their little tricks. That's not making us happy. You know, so.
No,
Chris, you watch more of that political stuff any more than I do, you know.
So, yeah. I've actually started watching the news, and I try to avoid the news. So
it's all
you had to be, yeah, exactly. But you had to be selective when they start spouting stuff. But one of the things that I've heard on the national news is that it's tough to get the mask. Not that those kind of masks really make any difference, because you need a respirator more than anything else. But apparently, the rubber gloves and the mask are made in China.
Yeah.
You no can't
question.
Get them.
Everything's made in China.
Yeah, exactly. So
80% of our antibiotics are made in China.
Mm-hmm. So they've got us by the toenails.
Yep. So I pulled through a drive-through. Did I interrupt you?
Uh-uh. I'll tell you. I'll finish when you're done.
Okay. I pulled through a Dunkin' Donuts drive-through, the one off Veterans Highway, off 97 the other day, to get a cup of coffee. And you know, the girl looked like that gave me my change and served me my coffee. It looked like she was going into surgery. She had the rubber gloves and the mask on. And I'm thinking, okay, you got rubber gloves and masks on, but you're handling money. What the hell good is that doing?
Exactly.
You know? So.
And so I've got to say, it's what I've been saying all along since I've been listening to all these politicians talk. Right now, when something like this happens, all this political stuff should go out the window, okay? And we all need to come together and just get this straight. And then if you want to fight about it when it's over, that's fine. But as in America, we should all come together. It was wonderful to see Target and CVS and Walgreens and Walmart and all of them talk yesterday on the about working together to get this stuff taken care of and get the testing and the, you know, because Walmart's doing the drive-through testing in their parking lots. Are setting it up right now. But just to see everybody working together. I listen to some people that I don't agree with politically talk about it.
Yeah.
And the blame does not need to be thrown right now. Right now everybody has to come up with a solution. And then if you want to sit there when it's all over and fight about it, that's fine. But right now let's all work together. You know, like canceling this stuff and everything. I know people get frustrated because it's really important. But right now is to contain it. That way we won't have to deal with it as long, and we'll be doing good.
So would you like to hear a couple emails that came in? David called in or emailed and said, hope all's well. Saw the cover of Maryland's Finest, and it is fantastic. I'll be ordering my copy as soon as I get home. I can't wait to get it. Also, when should we expect the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine? Sorry, I can't call. I'm working. David, to answer that question, Maryland Loves Crabs will be out the normal time. We're pushing it a little bit, trying to be out by the end of May. The Maryland's Finest, the Records and the Legacy, will be out June 1st. So, you know, we are taking pre-orders online. If you look at our Facebook page, you pinned that to the top of the Facebook page, right?
Yep.
Did I steal your thunder?
No, you just cut me off and went on about your emails. Go ahead, keep going.
What do you mean I cut you off?
You didn't comment on what I said. That's all right.
Well, no, I agree with you 1,000%.
Thank you very much.
The great unifier, Robin.
Oh, screw.
What?
Nothing.
I think we heard that. And then Ted is commenting on what you said about the coronavirus. He said, so if the weather's warm enough for ticks, therefore Lyme disease, and we have coronavirus, can we have limes in our corona?
Please do, Ted. I agree with that 100. That was really good. That was a good one.
Following up on your tick story.
I like that.
The one that your grandchild brought into the house.
Or the
dog.
And
then John B. says, hey.
No, just an old man with no sympathy.
Who?
I don't know. I don't know many.
An old man with no sympathy? You had a tick on you?
It could have come in on the dog.
It could have come in on the dog. It could have come in on your daughter. It could have come in on our visitors. It could have come in on anybody. Probably your mother. She lives out there in the hinterlands, and she had her mug boots on when she showed up the other day. She probably had a tick hiding in there.
That little tick did not walk all the way back to our bedroom.
Oh, you have no idea how much territory they can cover. They might be tiny and have tiny little legs.
It would have had to slide open the big doors and.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for a commercial break?
Yeah, I was about to say, let's go ahead and take one.
Oh, my gosh. Are you done?
I'm not saying another word.
Good. Thank God. Clyde Sports Shop 10-day sale.
Chris, this could be a really, really long show.
It already is. Okay, Clyde Sports Shop, let's go fishing 10-day sale. And continues through Sunday. And look, you know, we can all go fishing. There won't be 250 of us gathered around any one particular spot.
But there'll be ticks.
Do what?
There'll be ticks.
There might be ticks. Get your boat. There won't be any out there in the bay, I hope. Anyway, it ends
It'll
Sunday.
It'll be in the boat.
Here, why don't you do the commercial if you want to keep talking?
I didn't say a word till then.
So anyhow, Clyde's 10-day sale.
They got great stuff on sale.
Like what?
Fishing wire, line.
What else?
Some of the stuff that's in the book you're reading there, just read it off and
hooks,
tie it
lures, reels, rods.
Reels, rods.
Thanks for all the help, everybody.
Bait. I think we just caught the goofy virus. I'm really sorry, guys.
I think you did. Anyway, it's called the Let's Go Fishing Sale. All Shakespeare, including the ugly stick rods, are on sale. All Pfluger rods and reels are on sale. Pfluger has a great reel called the President Series. Comes in a bunch of different sizes. That's on sale. And Penn also has their spinning reels on sale featuring the Battle 2 Series. So go in and take a look at those reels from, you know, ultralight to heavy duty. Kids fishing combos are on sale from $19.95. These are cool little kits that, you know, have all the equipment for trout and bass, catfish, panfish, and more. Trolling lures on sale, including Clark spoons and the Sea Striker planers if you're out there in the bay and want to do some light tackle. Trolling for some Spanish mackerel later in the summer, they've got all the, now's the time to buy that stuff. As Robin said, the fishing wire is on sale. Good God.
I went back to line.
Premium monofilament line for half price starts at 1 cent per yard. Bring your empty spools and they'll fill them up. Whatever the price of the line is per pound test, you get it at half price. Trout and perch tackle also on sale. See the selection of St. Croix rods. I will tell you, that's a great rod series right there, St. Croix. I wish all mine were St. Croix, but they're not. Live and frozen bait, minnow, fishing license, rod and reel repair, lures, hooks, lead weights, tackle. You know, everything for every type of fishing is at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone number 410-242-6108. They've been around since 1957. You know that? 24-hour fishing hotline is up and running. Here's the easy way to remember the hotline, 247-FISH. Area code 410-247-FISH. That's the hotline. Go see them at Clyde Sports Shop today. We'll be right back after this. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number 1, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
A red-headed stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day, and under his knees was a raging black stag. Walking behind was a babe. Red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, and his lips, they were sad and tight.
Very uplifting.
His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night.
She must turn
don't cross
the coronavirus.
Him, don't boss him. He's wild.
Comes to counteract all the activity we had right before the
coronavirus. He's trying to calm me down.
I think so. Hope
don't
so.
Bite don't spite him. Wait till tomorrow.
That'd be
right on.
He's going to spike my coffee.
Perhaps. So Joe writes back and says, throw in the towel, Alan. You're not going to win this morning. Captain Don says, y'all must be drinking Coronas this morning because you're so silly.
I woke up silly. I went to bed silly. I don't know what's
any
wrong
chance
with
we could talk to Mark? Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
Sounds like you're amused this morning.
Yeah, because I'm hearing the stuff that the listeners didn't hear. How are you two doing?
We're doing
good.
Great. Remember that part where when he says the mic's hot?
Uh-huh.
You know the listeners can hear that.
I know that.
Oh, okay. So, Mark just revealed your secret.
Which one?
Whatever you said offline that he heard.
No, it wasn't bad. It was just
banter.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
Chris telling you that I was on the line. You guys are not that far away. I understand they're restoring the toll booths for the Bay Bridge.
Right.
They're just going to scan people to look for an elevated temperature before they let them onto the Eastern Shore.
I like that.
I like that idea. I wish they would. Oh, my God.
We get one of those things like the we have for our grandson that's infrared. It just goes over the head and see you later.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like those new thermometers. You just scan it across your head.
I was on the Western Shore on Thursday. I was actually in Washington County. And, you know, out there in Hagerstown and beyond Hagerstown, Clear Spring, and out that way, it's like, what's the rest of the world talking about? You know? I mean, there was no slowdown or in business or anything else. And even in the suburbs of Baltimore County, I've got people telling me the restaurants are full and people are just, you know, living their lives, and they should.
You know, maybe I should have sent you to Walmart over there.
Well, maybe, because you know Walmart in an area like this, for some reason, and I'm guessing it's everywhere. When somebody gets panicked, they just go and they decide to buy out the world. You know, so I don't know how. Where are you, have you been to Walmart over there, Mark? How's everything with you?
Not so good.
No.
My Robin went to BJ's.
Uh-huh.
I think, well, it's beyond Dagsboro.
Yeah.
And said the checkout lines reached all the way across to the other end of the store.
Oh, my gosh.
She's never seen anything like it.
Nope. Well, you know, pandemic comes along once every, you know, how often
years.
Does a pandemic show up? Last one, I think, was 1918 or 1908 or whatever
yep.
that was. So
18.
Yeah.
The Spanish flu.
Yeah, Spanish flu. No question. Well, you know, people are worried. People worry about why is toilet paper always get picked on when it's, you know, snow coming or something like that?
Because it's easy to hoard.
To understand either they anticipate a problem with bad cooking.
Or I don't know. Maybe.
Well, they think.
Well, this is, whatever this is in the freezer doesn't look too bad. Let's throw it in the crock pot.
What was that thing I said when I saw laxative sales are going to go up so people can get rid of all the toilet paper that they have?
That's possible.
Hoarded?
It's possible.
Well, the funniest things get bought out.
Yeah.
Here's a case where people like you have an enormous advantage, which is you have survival skills. You know how to live in the field.
I'm not. I need to just go back to bed this morning.
Probably.
Because that'll be Alan. He knows how to live. I'm staying right here with my bidet and a butler.
Yeah.
This is not forever.
We have decided.
It's a temporary event, and we'll get through it.
Robin calls me. She goes, guess what I got? I got the last bottle of Club 190.
195.
I said, what is Club 190? I get home, and it's 94.5 alcohol by volume, 189 proof grain alcohol. How the...
Well, you know, the isopropyl is all sold out.
The isopropyl sold out, so that may as well go with the ethyl, right?
Well, ethyl will only work at a high concentration. I think it has to be over 60%, so that leaves vodka out.
Right, that's right. That's the reason you have to have the grain alcohol.
That's, yeah. I
but why would you drink it?
That was the thing I was told you. I was going to, number one, it'll help disinfect stuff. Number two, you take 3 shots, it ruins your liver. 4 shots put you in a coma, and you don't worry about how you feel.
Right. It's at first I thought, well, I'll just wash my hands with cheap whiskey. And when I found out that won't kill anything, I thought, well, I'll treat it from the inside out.
Treat it from the inside. I like that. Yeah. Yeah. Drink a couple shots of that 190 stuff and then go in the sauna. And whatever you sweat kills everything. I like it.
No, nobody's drinking that stuff. That's rock gut. No.
Why would you?
Well, it is, it's very concentrated vodka.
Somebody put it something online that was the old guys out in the mountain with a still, and it said, if you all see me, don't worry about it, I'm just making hand sanitizer. So, people are very imaginative. So.
You know, everything has to be this has to be taken seriously, okay? But the people who can make light of it also, to keep people laughing and keep things, the memes that are coming out of this are absolutely funny as the devil.
Yep.
Well, we're going to see the best and the worst.
Yes, we are.
Like any emergency. Some people rise to the occasion and some don't.
And some people don't worry that much about it. They're concerned, but they don't let it rule their lives.
Yeah.
Except Robin.
I have not been a nutso about this. I mean, I had to eat crow and tell my mother I'm sorry I gave her such a hard time for worrying early on, okay? Because I'm one of those people. I survived, you know, I worked at the hospital. I survived SARS and H1N1 and all that other stuff. You know, it was never like this, you know? So I had to apologize to my mom for giving her a hard time. But I'm being cautious, and I figure if we get a cut or a bruise, since I couldn't get anything to clean it out with, we just pour alcohol on it. So yeah. A cut or a, you know, something. So.
Better to be prepared and not need it than not be prepared.
That's
but
right.
You don't have to go berserk. There's
sure, you don't.
Let's share with everybody, you know. I mean, it was so bad the other day. We go into Walmart. They had on that they had toilet paper in. I didn't need it. I just walked down the aisle. And this lady had taken it and put it all in her cart that they had gotten in and was walking out. I'm like, come on, people. You know.
People were buying paper towels. I'm guessing every cart I saw in the afternoon had paper towels in it. I don't know why.
Because they're running out of toilet paper.
Yes, because they're running out of toilet paper.
And they're using napkins, too. And that's going to do wonders for the septic system.
I wish I was in that business.
Well,
I'll tell you what. Go ahead, Mark. What?
This new normal cannot last.
No, it won't last.
It'll pass.
Yep. I was in Southern Maryland. You know what a honey dipper truck is?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, I hope, knows what a honey dipper truck is. The truck that goes around and cleans out the septic systems and porta pots and things like that. And on the back bumper, they had painted on their trucks, on weekends, we haul milk.
Yeah. That is so gross.
Yeah, gotta have a sense of humor. Okay. Thank you, Mark. We have others on the line we must speak to. Not nearly as fun as you sometimes.
If I'm alive, I'll call you next week.
All right,
we'll talk next. We will talk next week.
No question. We'll see you next week.
Take care.
All right, buddy. Bye. Glad to give everybody a little bit of a laugh this morning. And Robin, John B. wants to know who Mike is and why you keep calling him hot. Let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn.
I'll never tell.
Hey,
good morning, Glenn.
How you doing?
Doing good, Glenn. Good morning.
How you doing, Glenn?
That's good. Just stuff with this virus. Oh, yeah, you gotta be concerned and all and do what you should do, but I think everybody's overreacting. Didn't do it for the SARS and the that other M1, whatever.
H1N1.
H1N1, yeah, bird H1N1. Flu, swine flu. Yeah.
MERS and all that stuff. Nobody even hardly do anything until it was.
No, the last one, I believe it was H1N1. We lost a family friend, young man in his 30s. My son-in-law's best friend at the time.
We took care of it at the hospital. It didn't go to the level. I mean, we were under certain restrictions back then, but it wasn't like this in the public.
Right. I get it.
I mean, we had to put on the spacesuits and all that stuff to go into different rooms.
I'm sure you did. Yeah. But I'm glad you're well, buddy. So just be careful. That's all you got to do.
I don't know. Ben had this slight cold, but I've had that for 6, 8, 10, probably a year.
I know. I mean, people just, I had a cold earlier in the year, during this time. Was it coronavirus? I don't know. I can't worry about it. Done and over with. No symptoms now. All good. Oh, well.
Yeah, that flu I had, I read about it. The flu that they said that I had the flu.
Yeah.
It had all the same symptoms. It was the headache and the throat and the.
Right. Yep, you could have had it. You could have had it, and not known it. But I was around you for 3 weeks and didn't get anything.
Nope.
So.
Mm-hmm. Same problem with saying about eating crow a little while ago, but I'm going to go hunt in a little while.
Oh, good.
Today's the last day of it, so.
Yep. Go get some. Enjoy it.
I went yesterday evening up to one farm and didn't hear or see a thing. The only ones I heard was ones that I was making the sound of.
You were making the call.
Yeah.
They have a crow season?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
they sure do.
Was it August 15th to March 15th?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yep. Now you do.
Cool.
You know, you hunt Wednesday through Saturday.
That's correct. Yeah, you can't hunt them every day.
No limit, but I can understand that because I know there was one point there. I thought crows was almost extinct there. They knocked it out for a few years.
They did. And I think that at that point is when they reclassified them as a songbird.
Crow is a songbird?
I believe I'm correct on that. I'd have to check, but I think I'm correct on that. So that's why there's a limited season. Anyway, well, good luck out there, Glenn. You have a good time and enjoy your crow hunting today. All right.
Take care and God bless.
Be safe.
You got it, buddy. All right. Anybody on the line there, Chris?
No, sir.
Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and bay fishing tackle, too. Now, Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting room. They do, complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows. Excuse me. Bay Country Crabbing Supply is located at 214 Mayo Road, and that's right there in the middle of Edgewater. They've got stackable traps. They've got commercial pots, rig trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of fishing tackle, fresh snakehead, and saltwater. Bay Country Crabbing Supply is going to have their open house on April 18th, so be sure to stop by on that. For more information, call 410-956-0300. 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen. Bring your license for your discount. BayCountryCrabAndSupply.com. The Maryland Sportsman Show, originally slated for March 28th and 29th at the Howard County Fairgrounds, has been postponed. Looking at mid-July. So we wanted to bring you that news. Talked to the promoter the other day. Said he had to cancel it. You know, the fairgrounds is a big public place. And there certainly would have been, you know, a crowd of at least 250 people there. So he had to postpone the event for March 28th and 29th. So no Maryland Sportsman Show. If you go to their website, mdsportsmanshow.com, you will see that the event has been postponed. Just thought I'd let you know. All right, well, we'll be right back after these messages.
Well, the cold front that's clipping us, bringing some cloud cover across the state here for today and cooler numbers this weekend. In fact, we sink down into the 30s for nighttime low temps for Sunday night ahead and after such a warm finish to the work week. Temps this afternoon at 58 degrees. Sprinkle possible this afternoon, but there's not much on radar. Low tonight, 42 degrees. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine Sunday, and a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie. More from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse. near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spoons, pumpkin seeds and flutes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics, to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction. For all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
There you go. All right, Chris. Anybody online here, buddy?
No, sir.
Nobody on the line.
Nobody's on the line.
Oh, well, you know.
Nobody, hey, no fish, no nothing.
No fish on the line. Wow, okay. Hey, I listen to the commercial break, and, you know, I visit my sponsors all the time. And I was listening, I was driving down the road the other day, and Jack Carver, the owner of Catonsville Linux, called me. Alan. Yeah, Jack. I just heard from somebody that there's somebody out there offering $50 a piece for snakeheads. I said, what's the number? I'm going to go fishing. I called the folks that are putting on, or were putting on the first Snakehead Festival down here in Cambridge, which has also been postponed.
Oh, did it get postponed?
Yeah,
I didn't hear.
Postponed April 4th, yeah. The Snakehead event is postponed. I said, do you know anything about this? He goes, no, but he said, if they are, let me know, because that's more than I'm getting for him or whatever, you know, however the conversation went. He said, but no, he said, I've not heard of anybody. So if anybody would know, the guys down there would know. So, yeah. So I called Jack back and said, I think it's a rumor, Jack, but, you know, if it's true, then that's an individual thing, but that's not the market for snakehead. People who are recreationally catching snakeheads and then selling them.
Are they really?
Yeah, which means they've become a commercial angler. So, I mean, it's hard to resist the money. There's no question. Same way people go out and catch crabs and sell them, you know, locally. No license or anything like that. I get it. I understand it. You know, it's...
Nobody ever does that, hon.
No.
Never.
No, I know. Anyway, so that was one. Baylinex, Glen Burnie, stopped in there the other day. They got some new truck gear in there that's pretty cool looking, so you need to go in and check out their whole line of hitches and everything else. I mean, they've got some really good accessories in there. You know, and basically Bobby said, if you need it for your truck, we got it. We can get it, or we got it in stock. So that's good to know. So that's Linex. Battery Warehouse became a gold sponsor of Bucks, Bears, Stags, helping us sponsor the record book. We really enjoyed that. We've got two silver sponsors that we put on our Facebook page yesterday, QDMA Maryland chapter, and Bob Underwood, who has a business called European Skullbusters down there in Glendale. I stopped in to see Bob the other day, and he's a pretty cool dude. He's got a lot of work that he does on. He said the big thing now is coyote skulls. Everybody wants coyote skulls done, you know. And I think he did 280 or 300 you know, deer and bear this year, which is pretty good. Yeah. So, you know, it's working. The folks are buying the record book ahead of time, pre-sales.
The pre-sales are taking off. It's really nice.
Yeah, on the record book. That's pinned to the top of the Bucks Bears Tags Facebook page. And even David that emailed us today saw the cover. He said he's going to order one when he gets home, which is pretty cool. So, anyway, that's how that works. So, there are good positive things out there.
There are very good positive things. I've been extremely happy with the positive response we've gotten about the book and what we're putting in it and what it looks like. And
we've got 2,000 entries from any entry that we can find that's a public record from Maryland we're putting in. We've measured, I guess, close to 300 animals so far. I mean, we've measured since Bucks, Bears, and Stags, two new state record Sika stags taken with the bow. Bob Bartoszewski's record was broken at Dorchester, the National Outdoor Show 2 weeks ago. And, you know, we measured over 200 gross muzzleloader kill from Wicomico County. The other day, Bobby Newton measured that, and that is just a fantastic deer. That's on our page. A lot of family stories. A lot of guys bringing in, you know, a deer they want measured, but then they say, you know, my dad passed away. I'd like to see what his deer measured, and it was pretty cool. But
you know, because a lot of these things are getting canceled or postponed.
Yeah.
Mainly postponed. We still, because of press guidelines and going to press and getting out on time, have to take our last entries on April 15th. So hopefully anybody who still needs to get scored, try to get a hold of us. We'll see what we can do. Or get a hold of us. We'll do what we can do.
Yeah. You can call Robin's work number. That's on the Facebook page and on the web page. You can call any of our measures anytime. And
contact us through Facebook, message us.
Message us, private message us, call us, whatever it might be, and we'll hook you up with a nearby score. So, hey, by the measure. By the way, there's some music in the background.
I hear it.
So, we're getting to the end of the show there for the first hour, Robin. Stand by for Eric Zlokovich to talk about striped bass fishing. Maryland DNR in the next hour.
Oh, I didn't know we had a guest this morning.
Yeah, you better say your words.
Get out, stay out, and stay safe.